Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
Hello again, Bills fans. Chris Brown along with Bills play-by-play man John Murphy. Time for part two of our free agency outlook for the Bills, this time on the defensive side of the ball. And it's pretty clear how things shape up, Murph. The Bills need linebacker help and lots of it. They might get two or three additions before all is said and done in this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, we all expect a kind of a different look for the Bills defensively with much more 3-4 looks, which means linebackers under new coordinator Mike Pettine. They expect to be versatile, but I know they're going to want to add some linebackers, and they needed more linebackers to begin with even before they made the defensive switch. But knowing that some of the defensive ends currently on the roster aren't really natural fits for the outside linebacker position, and with the release of Nick Barnett, the Bills do have a few holes heading into next season.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question they need help both inside and outside. And you look at the free agent targets, one that I think really does make sense for them is Baltimore's Danelle Ellerbe. He's coming off a career-best season, really had a nice run in the playoffs all the way to the Super Bowl title, and a three-down player that reads the run and routes in the passing game pretty well. Detroit's Justin Durant, another talent, coming off a season with a career high in tackles, can handle coverage assignments, seen as an instinctive player that reads plays quickly and also has the leadership intangibles. Rocky McIntosh, another example of a versatile option inside that can still run with receiving targets, even at age 30, high effort, high energy type player. Other inside linebacker options include Minnesota's Jasper Brinkley, not quite as good in coverage as a guy like Ellerbe, but a solid run defender that could anchor the middle as a Mike linebacker option. Cincinnati's Raymond Luga, cut from the same mold as Brinkley, as he has limitations in pass coverage, but a dominant run defender.
Yeah, among the outside linebacking prospects in free agency, Chris, some recognizable names, including the Houston Texans' Connor Barwin, not expected to re-sign with the Texans, and he does offer a lot of pass rush ability outside. Minnesota's Aaron Henderson, a rangy outside linebacker, probably just entering into the prime of his NFL career, and he played mainly on the weak side outside. Baltimore's Paul Kruger emerged as a dependable pass rusher during the Ravens' Super Bowl run, but he might not offer the kind of coverage skills that the Bills are looking for. And even though he's a bit undersized, Nick Roach of the Bears, a self-made player, really coming off a career season last year. Green Bay's Eric Walden has developed into a reliable edge rusher starting the last 2 years for the Packers, and he could fit on the strong side as a linebacker for Buffalo.
Well, as you know, Buddy Nix always says you can never have enough cornerbacks. He's kind of proven that through his last couple of drafts, the three draft choices in the last two, including top pick Stephon Gilmore last year. But you might need to add a veteran presence in this secondary. They released Terrence McGee. Leotis McKelvin is an impending free agent. If they can't get him back, you'd like to think they want to add some experience at the cornerback position because it's relatively young back there. New England's Kyle Arrington, a three-year starter for the Patriots, an opportunistic guy, posted seven interceptions in 2011. San Diego's Antoine Kasson, become a solid player, really kind of gotten better each year he's been in the starting lineup for them. Another three-year starter that's kind of hitting the prime of his career. Other options, Carolina's Captain Munnerlyn, a little undersized, but a guy that's been productive for the Panthers on defense. And taller, more physical corners include Philadelphia's Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie and Baltimore's Kerry Williams, who I think might be the best fit of the bunch.
And then to the safeties, and you know, the Bills obviously franchised Jarris Bird just before the tag deadline last week. They could still, however, I think, use some depth at the safety spot, especially with the release of George Wilson, and some of the veteran options there include a former Buffalo Bill just coming from the Denver Broncos, Jim Leonard, who spent some time with Mike Pettine with the New York Jets. He's got a lot of familiarity with Pettine's defensive system. Another one, too, former Jet Eric Smith, who was released by the Jets before the tag deadline. San Francisco's Deshaun Goldson figures to be a talented option, but also probably the one that comes with the biggest price tag. And other considerations include Miami's Chris Clemens, Detroit's Louis Delmas, and Atlanta's William Moore.
Well, that's a preview of the Bills' free agent picture on defense. Free agency opens on March 12th at 4 p.m. And obviously here on BuffaloBills.com, we'll have you covered for any developments as they affect the Bills here at One Bills Drive. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.